to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We are also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. I am rushing in, and so that's why I look like I'm not quite ready. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Okay. Calm down. My biblical question for today, I mean for this week, what would happen if you came out of your movie? What would happen if you came out of your movie? Come out of your movie and see what happens. Let me know. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com. /show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about running around doing whatever you are doing, protesting for and against, taking the children to the public school because you can't make your wife stay home and raise them and educate them, making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, working out, whatever it is you're doing. You can podcast the show because you can't, you know, you're like, I want to sit and watch it, but I can't. I got to be getting done this because we're in different time zones around the world. By everybody. And they mama. Everybody and their mama if you're white. So you may be exercising or doing whatever you're doing. You still can listen to the show live by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Amazing, huh? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? My, how times fly. It goes by fast. Can you believe that it's not only the third Thursday of the month, which means women's forum tonight. Amazing. I can't wait. Women's forum tonight. It is also Thursday, And every Thursday, oh Lord, it is Bible Thumper Thursday.
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't,
the
Pope is
dead. Ain't nothing holding about the Pope.
God, why? Why George God?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man.
What now?
Hake. Hake is here.
Yes.
Of the hakereport.com. Do the Pope that the Catholics have right now, the new one, and he is an American-born person, right? Citizen. Why are you doing a supposedly something?
Because he's a dual citizen. I don't know where he was born. I haven't looked into that.
Oh, I thought he was born in Chicago.
He was raised
in Chicago.
Maybe.
Oh.
They say he's Peruvian and American. And so I don't know if he was a missionary in Peru and became a Peruvian citizen, or if he was born in Peru.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, because he doesn't speak English, right? I never hear him speak English.
That's funny.
Why?
Because if he's American, you would think that you would hear him speak English sometime.
I've never heard him speak English. Every time I see him in the news, he's speaking like Mexican or something.
It's quite possible.
So he might...
They say, I saw a headline saying that he downplayed his Americanness in order to win Pope.
He what?
Somebody said in a headline that he downplayed being American as he was on the ballot to be Pope.
According to NPR, the new Pope was born in Chicago in 1955.
Okay.
And so... But why he doesn't seem like an American? He seemed like his whole, the aura about him, his personality, he doesn't speak English. I never heard him speak English. Doesn't mean he doesn't because I haven't heard it. Why is it he's so not American? So he's doing that just to be the Pope?
That may be his way in general. I don't know. Maybe he's, I don't know.
The Pope is not supposed to speak English.
What do Peruvians speak?
Peruvian.
Spanish.
Spanish?
Says Nick.
Oh. Well, have you heard the Pope speak English, Nick?
I've heard him speak Latin. You're right. I haven't heard him speak English, but I haven't seen a lot of him. I don't know if I've taken in his aura yet.
A lot of the Catholic priests and things, they do what's called Latin Mass, right?
Yep.
And Latin is a dead language that only they understand.
Only who understand?
Only the... hoity-toity Catholics understand.
So the Catholic...
And lawyers.
Yeah.
The Catholic people understand Latin. What is it?
Latin.
Latin. When the Pope is speaking Latin?
Some may.
Oh, it's interesting. I've never heard the guy speak English.
I've never even heard him speak.
And, I see flashes of him in the news waving from his window at his house.
Right.
And the people waving back up. And then I heard him doing a prayer for breakfast or something, but it was all Spanish or something. I've never heard him speak English. It's interesting. I was just wondering.
It's perhaps a Catholic thing, but it could be construed as a statement against American English dominance.
And so, interesting, I never heard the Pope speak English, and he was born in Chi-Town, better known as Chicago. It's interesting. Maybe he does. I just have not heard him. Maybe that's what they're supposed to do as a Pope, speak Spanish.
Well, Nick said it was Latin.
I mean, Latin and not Spanish?
Nope.
What's the difference between Spanish and Latin?
Spanish came from Latin, as did other languages, too. English even has some Latin roots, I think.
Really?
many English words do anyway.
What a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Did Latin originally were white people?
Maybe.
James might say, what is it? Italians.
Questionable white.
Questionably white.
Everybody want to be white. What's up, baby? Jessica's daddy. Let's do Super Chat.
Okay.
And then I get you on a call, right? 888-777-JESSE-SUPERCHAT.
Eric says, Jesse, you say it's a spiritual battle, a battle between good and evil. Do you say that because it's impossible to do evil when living from the spirit?
What?
Do you say it's a spiritual battle, a battle between good and evil, because it's impossible to do evil when living from the spirit?
What does that mean, living from the spirit?
Well, you can't really ask a super chatter that. He can't really answer you.
Who is this from?
Eric.
Eric, the question's not clear. Either call me at 888-775-3773 or about wherever your super chat. Make the questions a little clear. I don't quite know what you mean by that. Thank you, though.
Nice. Another Eric bought a coffee. Maybe the same, but I don't think so. Jesse, what's wrong with the blacks? Also, how do I get my hands on the song you played May 13th on your show? Amazing. There's no such thing as racism. I grew up on a plantation. I may be getting the melody wrong. And that's an absolute banger, laughing face.
What song was that?
Coontrane Boogie.
Oh.
Coontrane Boogie.
Oh. It's not available yet.
It's on YouTube, Pinocchio's Helicopter.
Oh, okay.
That's that song we play at the top of the second, third hour.
I'm told there's a link in the description.
Nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
On the YouTube video.
Yeah.
Eric, another coffee. Jesse, I forgot to ask.
Ask!
Where can I get an amazing Tar Baby shirt? I think that's got to be my favorite one.
I love the American Tar Baby shirt. Rebuildingtheman.com/stores. Rebuildingtheman.com/store or JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. Amazing.
Nice. Green juice, three coffees. I realized your silent prayer just gives you a hint of how to do it, but I would like a guided silent prayer that I could use every time I do it. Maybe the Anchor Baby can create one using clips of your voice. That would be amazing.
No, we already have it. Where can't find it?
Silentprayer.video.
Yeah, rebuildingtheman.com/silentprayer.
Yep.
Rebuildingtheman.com/silentprayer is already there. Amazing. Thank you.
Nice. Jim in Alaska. Jesse, there's not enough paper in Alaska to write down all the stabs I'm seeing. This has been an amazing assignment. Thank you for challenging us every week. Smiley face.
If you want to overcome, you got to know what's going on inside of you. Really. 99.9% of the people do not know what's going on within themselves. It's amazing. Thank you.
Gregatron, Jesse, I'm confused. Can you help me? So how black are you? Are you black as the ace of spades? Or are you black as the ace of space?
I'm as black as the ace of space.
I always hear spades.
Space.
Like a spade?
Like the card.
Like the card, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. There you go, Gregatron. Anthony on Cash App. That's Bond JLP.
Thank you. Cash App.
Jerome, Democrats, willful dismissal of facts and points.
Amazing.
Ball of Confusion by The Temptations. Do you know?
Do I know there's a ball of confusion?
No, this song, I guess it's a song by The Temptations.
Oh, yeah, there is a song by The Temptations, Ball of Confusion. Absolutely amazing.
And Anthony says, Spanish crapola.
Temptation forever. What?
Spanish crapola in the USA has to go English only, says Anthony.
That's for sure. English. The president going to court today, I think. Supreme Court.
Oh, nice. For the Anchor Baby thing?
To say that you cannot be born in the country. Let me see. If you're born in this country, it doesn't automatically make you a citizen.
Nice.
If you're from a foreign country. Something like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That is such a good idea. making a good idea, making America great again. I love that. It doesn't make sense, sorry, Anchor Baby, that you can drop a baby on the ground and then talk about you're a citizen.
Yeah.
Sorry, Anchor Baby.
Thank you, Mr. President.
That's right.
We'll see if the Supreme Court does the right thing.
Yeah.
Three coffees from Madeline. Good morning, JLP team. Thanks for all you do. I felt 112 stabs while listening to Jerome's nonsensical logic yesterday about the little darlings with the gun. His logic is tragic and broken. WWWTB. Mind blown. Love y'all.
It didn't even make sense. What the? Thank you.
Someone, three coffees. You helped me a lot, Jesse. J-E-S-S-E. I have a few questions about morality. Don't mean disrespect. Just came to this point in my journey. So when debating an atheist, you ask, where your morality comes from.
Right.
I don't think I understand that either. How does morality come from God?
By him.
Nice.
I don't know the question. Amazing. Thank you.
Someone asks, if God is everything, he involves the darkness and most brutal things imaginable. If God involves those things, how can we say something is very dark? Just looks like our ego is telling us that. It's like we're not understanding. That's just part of the progress to overcome the fallen state.
God is not of darkness. He's only of the light. Of the light. He's not of darkness, period. Amazing. Thank you.
Danny. All right, Jason and the lads. I've noticed that most Christians in the churches I live in Cambridge, England, are physically weak and geeky with that soft help everyone mentality.
Yeah.
Have the Christians always been like this, or has it been changed? And if so, why?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. When I was growing up, Christianity or Christians were strong. They didn't tolerate things. And then somewhere it seemed to have changed, unless when I was young, I thought it was strong, but it wasn't. And I first started to notice how weak Christianity was when I saw or realized at some point how white people were giving in to the blacks and being afraid of them and going along with the open door and all that. And then I noticed how white people go around the world trying to help folks, and it never turns out well. And so I don't know how long that Christians have been that weak, to be honest, because I became aware of it over the years, especially when I started radio. I just don't know when it started. They started to be weak. Amazing. Thank you.
Danny with another. All right, Jason the lads, did Jesus write anything in the Bible? If so, what bits? And if he didn't, why didn't he? Did he know how to write? Keep up the great work, lads.
Jesus was like Trump. He had people writing for him. He didn't write anything. He had a shorthand writer. Amazing. Thank you.
Bert, five coffees. Amazing assignment this week. Being aware of the stabs feels like it is taking the pain of them away.
Awareness. It's interesting. I want to respond to that, but I got to wait until Monday, Sunday. I want to hear the results of the assignment, being aware how many times this week were you stabbed. Amazing. Thank you.
Nice. Also on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Hannes, five coffees. May I make a video suggestion to review? And he passes on along this tip.
Yes.
For the experts.
Send it to my producer at jesseleepeterson.com.
Also, BQ, nothing would happen. The biblical question?
Oh, what would happen if you came out of your movie?
Nothing would happen. The ego would die, and I'd feel a lot of fear, but that isn't me. And I would see clearly now the rain has gone, smiling.
Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Anthony on Cash App, whatever floats your boat. Maybe maybe sinks it. Who knows?
Thank you. Amazing.
Madeline is now a show member, JLP show member on YouTube. Very cool.
Thank you, Madeline. I appreciate it.
Lin Yen Chen, you once wanted metric for calmness levels using level 2 endurance or 1664 reps in my circuit as base. Calmness level 1 lets you perform this base in 68 minutes, level 2 in 34. Level 3 in 17 minutes. he says.
Well, that's an exercise or something?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I don't understand it, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Another from Lin Yanchen, calmness is based on how you regulate your breath, blood, and intent to let you keep exercising at specific RPM for a specific rep range in progressive overload.
Thank you.
Nice.
Is he like a gym instructor or something?
Sort of, yeah. He's
he works at a gym?
He's quite fit. I don't know if he works at a gym.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Lin Yanjin, level one calm lets you maintain 23 RPM, level two twice that, level three four times, 83 enough to squeeze into 6 minutes max range of activity by measuring cardiovascular integrity. Thank you, Lin Yanjin.
Thank you, yeah.
Very generous with these Canadian bucks, by the way.
Oh, he's Canadian?
Yeah.
Oh, he's Canadian?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, amazing.
Canadian, maybe anchor, maybe, not sure.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Lin Yanchen says, needless explanation. Calmness lets you relax into the burn or life so you can remain focused on inner stillness, breath, blood, and intent, nerve impulse regulation, reflex calmness.
Okay.
Ed on YouTube.
Thank you, Lin Yanchen.
Thank you, Lin Yanchen.
Yeah.
Ed says, JLP, stand up.
Thank you.
Nice.
Man of the world today. Amazing. Thank you.
Aaron G says, I've been stabbed many times since Sunday. I don't know who is stabbing and who is being stabbed anymore. All I know for sure is I will eat all my food with a spoon from now on.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Miami Redbird, now a member on the JLP show.
Right on. Thank you.
Do me. I want a black girlfriend to cook spicy chicken for me.
It's going to give you heartburn. What the?
And yet one more from Lin Yanchen. Sit-ups lead to push-ups, to squats, to chin-ups. Those four loop without stop, just like intake, compression, power, exhaust. Your breath and body must flow without pause and in tune with your heart.
What is he referring to? Oh, you said working out.
Spirit and body, I think.
Doing exercises?
Yeah.
Oh, these are the exercises he died to when you get ready to work out at the gym?
I think that may be the workout.
But that ain't going to help your body.
That'll help your body.
How? Pope Global News. Thank you, Lin Yanchen.
Nice.
Pope Leo the 14th called for a genuine and just peace in Ukraine and an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. In his first Sunday new blessing on Pontifa, whatever that is.
Pontiff.
No.
Pontiff means Pope.
Whatever. Thank you, Derek. Amazing.
Nice. And then on Cash App, Orlando, good morning, liars. Welcome to hell.
Good morning. Amazing.
Anthony Thump Thump, what's that? It's Bible Thumping Thursday.
Bible Thumping Thursday.
And then he also has a video tip about the Pope's brother dissing Nancy Pelosi, supposedly, according to him.
What? Thank you.
And shout out to the pilled people. Tyrannosaurus Rex says, amazing, JLP. Nice.
Thank you. That's right. Pure.net/Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you.
And, of course, the Rumble crew, all you monthly subscribers, thanks.
Thank you all. I appreciate it.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Thank you all. Amazing. Now that I have your attention, it's Bible Thumping Thursday. And I'm always telling you, it's a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. And all people who has anger is evil, because anger is evil. And you should never trust an angry person, because even if they're not saying it out loud, in their imagination, they are judging you. They are murderers and cannot be trusted. according to James 19:21. Remember this, my dear brothers. Everyone should be quick to listen, but slow to speak, and slow to human anger. Quick to speak and slow to human anger, according to James. Verse 20, God-saving justice is never served by human anger. God-saving justice is never served by human anger. Human anger is evil. And I know y'all love to compare your anger to Jesus, but it's not the same. Your anger is that of Satan, right? 21. So do away with all impurities and remain and remnants of evil. Do away with all impurities and remnants of evil. Humbly welcome the word which has been planted in you and can save your soul. Humbly welcome the word which has been planted in you and can save your soul. I've been trying to tell you, y'all think the word is in the Bible. It's in the Bible. The Bible is the word of God. What's wrong with you? You don't read the Bible. I do read the Bible. I know that the truth is in me already. The Bible is the word from God, but the word of God is in you, as is the kingdom of heaven, as is everything that you're looking for. It's in the new world inside of you. Amazing, huh? It's in you. And you're looking everywhere but inside of you. Anger is evil. And once you clearly see that in you, you will overcome. And you will understand every human being on this planet. And it doesn't matter who they are, where they are, their positions in life. You're going to be able to see without even trying. And they're not going to know that you see that they're angry. They're going to put on a nice face. They're going to grin. They're going to pretend. But you see their anger even without trying to see it. And you will not resent them for it. You won't be angry back because you will understand it's not them. It's the spirit of evil that made a home in them. And they have identified with it. They've identified with it. They call anger themselves. Isn't that amazing? I have some amazing stuff coming up for you in a minute. I got to take a break when I come back, your call. I'm telling you, anger, I mean, look like, and I understand that you're blind and can't see, but look like if you look at your own life, you will see that anger has never done you any good. You are a miserable person with anger. And yet you let some preacher or some so-called person with a degree, psychiatrist, counselor, tell you that anger is good. You just have to control it. 888-7753-773. I'm being told, thank you, Maria, the Pope spent a decade in Peru and became a naturalized citizen of Peru, I guess. What it doesn't be either, it seems. I'll be right back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job, and then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God love us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Ooh. A couple announcements. The women's forum tonight at 7 p.m. for ladies only. Every third Thursday night of the month. And they are... it would be cool if every woman in the world can attend those forums. They are amazing. 7 p.m. every Thursday night of the month. And for personal shout-outs, birthdays, whatever it may be, congratulations, encouragement, I will do them for you. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, all right? cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Brand new episode of the Father's Day tomorrow. If the Lord is willing and the creed don't rise. I had an interesting discussion with Mike Lindell. And some of you may know Mike as my pillow guy. Why is this?
I mean, I have that yet.
Oh, you don't have it? Oh, he told me you did. Okay, we'll come back to that.
Then I'm...
888-775... What the? 677...
I have it right
888-775-3773. You have it?
I do.
Okay, here it is from the fallenstate.tv.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I am about to talk to my pillow guy. Can you believe that? What the?
I was an ex-addict, crack cocaine. People don't look to God when things are going good. They look for God when things are going bad. My parents divorced when I was 7 years old. It don't matter the color of the skin. You take the father out of the family, and you're going to have problems. With God, all things are possible. And God working through you, you'll get it done faster and better than anyone in history.
My pillow guy. You know, I met my pillow guy some years ago at a conservative event, and I didn't know that my pillow guy was a conservative. I was like, what are you doing here? You're like, I'm a conservative. My pillow guy tomorrow on the Fallen State at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And you can also become a member of the fallenstate.tv now on your YouTube channel there. And support us there, locals, and the fallenstate.tv. Let me say this to you. Some of you know I do a lot of counseling around the world by Skype, phone, or walk-in. Family and individual counseling. And around the world, really. I want you to know, I challenge you to find three marriages that's been truly put together by God. I challenge you, you're not going to be able to find a marriage where the two people, the man and the woman, came together truly by God. Really, because marriages that are put together or brought together by God take no effort at all to work. They work by themselves. You tell people, oh, God gonna add a man unto you, a woman unto you. Don't worry. And they still be looking for one. And the first man or woman that grin at them, they think that's from God. Or the first man or woman that chases them, they think that's God. Or the first man or woman that, for the men, they think the first woman that smile at them or agree with them or say what they want to hear, they think that's from God. And for the ladies, the first man that look at you, spend money on you, or smile at you, you think that's from God, and you marry them. And it has nothing to do with God. And you don't even see that it's not from God. God, especially if you meet them in a church or something, you think that your emotion, the emotion that you feel for her, and she think the emotion that she feel for you is real love, and it's from God, and it's not. A couple, man or woman, dating, engaged, or married, does not love one another with emotions. That's not love. Period. You want to call it that because it feels nice, but it's not love. And that's why it doesn't work. Love is not an emotion. Fake love is an emotion which soon will turn to hate or fear or insecurity or doubt or worry or something. And then you're up and down with it. And then eventually the man is controlled by the woman. Even when he says he's not, he is. And the woman hates the man that she can control. She'll hide it and say she doesn't hate him, but she destroys him. And it is pitiful, just pitiful. Your marriages are not put together by God. What God put together cannot be taken apart. What God put together doesn't need any work at all. You don't have to do anything. The relationship will work without your emotions. The relationship will work without your efforts. The relationship will work without you licking boots. The man licking the woman's boots and the woman licking the man's boot. You have to put nothing into it. If you're putting something into a marriage, oh, we have to make it work, then it's not from God. It's straight out of hell. But you're calling it God because you don't want to see the reality of it. I want you to know a home where the woman is dominating and the man is passive is an abomination against God. A home where the woman is dominating and the man is passive is an abomination against God. And when I say dominating, she could be passively dominating you while pretending that she's not. You could be passive while pretending that you're not. But it is an abomination against God. And it is destroying you, the man, and you, the woman, and the children. A home where the woman is dominating the home and the man is weak, passive, it destroys the children. And the children grow up destroyed mentally and emotionally and everything. a home, a marriage that is put together by God, you can take it or leave it. You will never be passive toward a woman. And the woman would never be dominated or dominating in the home. And your children will be fine. But marriages and today are not put together by God. Zero marriage. You may find one, I don't even know, maybe somebody got, I don't know. Marriages are not put together by God. So if you are married and it's not working naturally and easily without your effort, you should not be together. And if you're married and the woman is refusing to follow you, obey you, you need to lay down the rule. Either you're going to obey me, I'm out of here, or you're out of here. I'm not going to stay in this. And the same thing with the woman. If the man is passive, and you know he's passive, he may be all nice, and you know that you're ruling him. You're changing his mind. You're controlling him without him knowing it. You shouldn't tolerate that, ladies, because that's going to end in destruction. You should be out of there, not be married to a man that ever tried to please you, because you hate him, and it's going to end in destruction, and it's going to screw up the children. Really, it ain't going to work. It'll start out feeling good. It looked like it's working. And some of these don't even start out that way. But you know a game is being played. You don't want to hear it and say to you, oh, this doesn't apply to you. But it does. It does. It is amazing what evil is doing to men and women under the umbrella of marriage. Christian men and women, non-Christian men and women, and Satan is having a hootenanny of a time and destroying. You, anytime you try to please your woman, men or woman, anytime you try to please your man, you're of your father, the devil, and it's not going to work. Obey, you should, but obey doesn't mean what you think it means. It doesn't mean what the man think it means or what you think it means. And then you're told, well, God said that if you're married, you should never divorce. God said it's wrong to divorce. He's not talking to the children of who have been not put together by him. And 99% of marriage are not by God. Those marriage is not going to last. Even if you try to make them work, you're going to be miserable. A marriage where the woman is dominating in the home and the man is passive is not from God. It is an abomination to God. All right? There is a rule, a spiritual rule, and you can't like, I'm about to tell you what that rule is, and I hear so many men and women, well, I'm seeking, I'm doing it, and I went, and I met this man, and I know it from God. No, you don't. It's not from God. There's a rule. Seek the number one rule in every aspect of life, period, every aspect. If you don't follow this rule, you're going to always be struggling to make your relationship work, to make your finance work, to make your life work. You're going to be moving here and there, and it's just a mess, right? There's this rule. And I don't even think most people understand it. They quote it. The Christians quote it. A whole lot of people quote it, but they don't live it because they don't understand it. See, this is the first rule. And if you do this rule, follow this rule, everything else will just fall in place without your effort at all. You're making a horrible mistake putting efforts into relationships, any form of relationship, and especially marriage. A home where the woman is dominating and the man is passive is an abomination against God. And the children will be screwed up. There's his rule. Seek first the kingdom of God and his right way, and all will be added. And that is so true, I don't know what to tell you. But you don't know what that is. Because you say, oh, I read the Bible, I do this, and I met this woman or I met this man, and they treat me this, and I know it's from God. No, it's not. Because if you know it's from God, then it's not from God. You just think it's from God. It's just a fake emotion that you feel. And both are playing a game on each other. And the weaker the man become, the worse the woman gets. Because she hates weak men. And yet she loves weak men because she loves to control them. And she hates controlling them. And the more the man tries to do to please her, the worse he gets. A woman can convince you in due season that you love grits and you don't. Oh, but grits are good for you. Grits are this for you. The grits, and she cleverly said in a way where you don't see where she's coming from, and you and without realizing you have listened to her and you fall into a ditch. A marriage where the woman is dominating and the man is passive is an abomination against God, and it doesn't work, and the children will suffer, and they do suffer. I would highly recommend, do what you want, to check yourself. If you're in a marriage and it's not working by itself, you got to put one iota of an ounce into making it work. You need to get out of there. It's not from God. You thought it was. You thought God gave you this nice woman. You thought God gave you this nice man. You didn't know Satan was still playing a trick on you because you thought you were working on yourself. Satan got you. And it's not going to work. Men, listen up. You should not tolerate 1 minute of a woman that you got to fight with. Not 1 minute of it. And then be aware of the soft game they play on you when you first get involved with them. Because a woman is checking you out whether you know it or not. Whether you know it or not, she's already read your mail. She knows your weakness better than you. And in the end, you will suffer. And men, do what you want. You should never, ever, ever marry a woman with children or a child. you should never marry a woman who had been married before. And ladies, you should not be marrying or getting involved with men who have already been married or have children. It's not going to work. It can't work. It won't work. Now you tell, oh, yeah, I can make it work. Oh, no, you can't. You can't make evil work. You cannot make evil work. You can't make anything work. You can't even make good work. And when you're seeking God, men and women, don't have in your mind, well, if I seek God, would God give me a good woman? I have all these bad relationships. Now I'm going to seek God. And will God give me a good woman? You're not seeking God because you really want to overcome your fallen state. You're seeking God because you think God's going to give you a good woman or a good man. You can't play God. You can't deceive him. You can't deceive God. And then you get married and the fight starts. It started off all beautiful and nice in the beginning, both playing a game on each other. And then the fight starts, and now you're addicted because you love the thrill of fighting. You love the thrill of catering to one another and pretending that you love one another. That's a thrill, too. It's not love. It's a thrill. It's not love. It's a thrill. And it's a hateful thrill. And when that thrill wear down, and it will, and you can't stop it, then you fight, and now you're addicted to another thrill, fighting. And then the devil tells you, keep fighting. It ain't going to work out. Don't worry. It'll get better. Buy her some flowers. Take her to lunch and tell the woman, do it the way he wants you to do it. Cook a meal. Make a lunch. Do this. It's going to work. And it doesn't. Because it has not been put together by God. You're still putting effort, and now you love the thrill. You're addicted with the thrill, but you tell yourself this is love. And you go to a psychiatrist or a counselor or some woman or a weak male counselor, and they tell you, oh, don't leave. It's going to work. Do this. Cater. Do that. Do this. It's going to work. And they lie to you, and it gets worse. And then you cry. A home where the woman is dominating and the man is passive is an abomination against God. And the children and the wife and the husband suffers. Quick break. Two more hours to go. When I come back, your phone calls. And Super Chat. Hate news, not the fake news. What a sad way to live. You got to put God seeking what's right first. Otherwise, it ain't going to never work. Back in a moment.
Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now.
Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores. And get Punchy's Coffee.
complicated business, folks. Complicated business. A whole lot of mess going on in the world. It's terrible. This is the end of hour one already of Bible Thumper Thursday, May 15th, AD 2025. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. You can call in, though, every so often if you're not on hold. Just call in every so often in case a line opens up. And or call in as you hear JLP wrapping up with other callers as the day continues. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports, it is hate news, not fake news. The fate of peace talks between Ukraine and Russia is supposed to begin in Turkey today, but it remains uncertain. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky committed to attending the highly anticipated discussions in hopes of ending Russia's aggression against his country. Russian leader Vladimir Putin is going to meet with him. Interesting, huh? He decided to skip the talks. I guess he's not going to meet with him. Even though he was the one who had proposed those talks, Donald J. Trump, the president of America, currently on the Middle East tour, said he'd suggested that he might go, but White House officials told CNN he has no plans to attend the negotiations. Overnight, Russia and Ukraine continued to accuse each other of launching deadly drone strikes. We'll see what happens. And news about Qatar. You guys call it Qatar sometimes, but it's Qatar. It starts from the back of your throat, Qatar. During President Trump's visit to Qatar on Wednesday, Boeing secured a $96 billion deal to provide the Gulf state of Qatar with up to 210 jets. Isn't that awesome? Wow. I didn't even know the country was big enough for all that. The order was for 130 American-made 787 Dreamliners and 30 of their 777-9s. There are also options in place for an additional 50 Dreamliners and 777X. The aircraft maker called the agreement its largest ever wide-body order. Comes at the right time for Boeing. They've been having some financial difficulties, a crippling strike, and a string of so-called safety incidents in recent years. The deal was inked just days after Trump said he plans to accept a luxury jet as a gift from Qatar. Isn't that cool? The move had sparked outrage, as well as security and ethical concerns from both Republicans and demon rats, lamos. And an update on drinking water. In an effort to support our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's agenda of having fewer regulations on business, the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, on Wednesday, they announced that they plan to scrap limits on three types of so-called forever chemicals. Nice. In drinking water. Last year, the Biden administration set the first federal drinking water limits on substances known as PFAS, which are human-made and don't easily break down in nature. I think they're kind of like plastic, or maybe they are plastic. While PFAS are useful in many applications, they build up in the body and can increase risk of cardiovascular disease, certain cancers, and low birth weight babies. Wow, underweight babies. Health advocates praised the new limits under Biden, right? Which would require water utilities to reduce PFAS to the low PFAS, pardon my butchering of the pronunciation, to the lowest level that can be reliably measured. But the utilities complained about the new rules, saying the treatment systems were expensive to install, and they sued the EPA. Interesting. And this fake voting rights, I'll have to tell you about that in the next hour of Hake News at the end of hour two. But now back to JLP. Bible Thumper Thursday. What D? Obama is the fallen Messiah. Do the silent prayer. BDA running under mama vote for Trump. Forgive your mother. Mommy Africa. Amazing. There's no such thing as racism. I grew up on a plantation. America is the best country on this side of heaven.
Amazing. 888-77, rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. We're also uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week. What would happen if you came out of your movie? What would happen if you came out of your movie? Wake up. What would happen? If you're busy working out or doing whatever you're doing, you just can't sit and watch the show because you need to be moved about, but you would like to listen to it as it is happening. You can podcast, of course, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. Every Thursday is because we love the Bible Thumpers. Every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, look.
He's drunk as a
All right, brother.
Bastard.
Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger. Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Oh, ready for my life. If anybody ask what the matter with me, tell them I'm saved, sanctified, and running for my life. He's drunk as a bastard. One other quick thing. If you didn't hear the first hour, make sure you podcast. It's sad. And when I say sad, I don't feel sad, but for conversation's sake, what women can convince men to do when men get with them, either dating or engaged or marriage. A woman can convince a man to move from New York to Florida. And she'll make him think it was his idea and it was a good idea. Or she would make him think it's a good idea. And every time he does it, he regrets it. Because as the words say, and it is in the word, because you listen to the woman, you will suffer. Because you listen to the woman, you will suffer. And every time a man listens to the woman, he suffers. Every time. Now, if he listens to her about evil, because women are closer to the ground than men, and women can detect evil in other women and stuff like that, listen to that. But still, pay attention. It's amazing to me spiritual evil, spiritual influence that women have over men. A woman with a child or children can convince you to marry her, live with her, or whatever, and you know you shouldn't do it. There's so many signs that says you should not do it. But because you had sex with her or you're emotionally connected, you do it, and then you cry. I want you to think about this. And I'm hearing it every day in counseling and on the streets and about. Men never had an idea or plan to do a certain thing, but when they got with that woman, she warmed down without him even realizing he's been convinced. And he think that, he said, oh yeah, Florida is nice. Florida, the weather is nice. And he'll tell you about it and make it seem like it was his idea. She has convinced him. God didn't convince him. She did, but he'll say it's from God. A man can control a woman with total ego, telling her what to do, what to wear, when to do it, where to go, what to blah, blah, blah. And because the woman has her with her distance that you need to obey, and a man uses that against her and destroys her because he's doing the obey thing out of ego. And she's following him out of ego. It has nothing to do with God. Because if you have put the kingdom first, if you seek the kingdom of heaven first, and if you end up getting married, men and women, the lady gonna do what's right because it's natural. It's in her nature to be right and do right, not because of you. She's going to follow what's right because she's only guided by what is right, not from you, but from God, because she's put that first. And men will only follow the truth, not some woman, because he's put that first, but he doesn't, and she doesn't. They say they do, but their actions speak louder than words. The stuff that I'm hearing and have heard over the last 35 years in counseling is pure evil. Pure evil. There's some lightweight stuff and there's some drama stuff. And yet you be trying to make a relationship work. How foolish can you be? How foolish can, if it's not working by itself, it's not from God. If it's not working by itself, you have not found a woman, and lady, you have not found a man from God. You said, but you're lying. Because you're putting your effort in. You can't even put your effort in making your own life work if you want life to work. How in the world you think that you could put effort in somebody else and make it work? Why do you think? Why do you think that? You're blind. You're angry, and you say, "No, I'm not angry. I want a forgiving person on earth." You say, and yet your wife is controlling you, manipulating you. You don't even know it. You ain't got sense enough to see it. You think it's your idea, and she thinks it's her idea. A home where the woman is dominating. Dominating sounds like a strong word, right? But a woman dominate in little clever ways that you, if you're not aware, you don't even see it. And the man is passive in little clever ways, you don't even see it. And nothing come but destruction. And the children, God forbid, they have children, the kids are going to always end up screwed up. It doesn't matter where you are, what money you have. Men and women, you're not supposed to give yourself over to these women. And ladies, you're not supposed to give yourself over to the man. You're supposed to give yourself over to the spirit of truth. Seek what's right, and it will be added. Anger is evil. And Jesus did not have human anger. You've been deceived in believing that. And you cannot control anger. And you're not a nice person. You're an angry, evil person. Pretend to be nice. because you try to cover up. You put it on a showcase. You put it on, you're like the front of a store. You try to sell a product by putting it on a showcase. You ain't nice. You're evil. And you call it nice. Anger is not from God. Anger is evil. Human anger is evil. God's saving justice is never served by human anger. And the number of people who think anger and emotions are good is mind-blowing to me. And I've interviewed and counseled. Oh, if I told you, and I'm not, some of the people that I've counseled with over the years that I cannot and will not, no matter what, they're in these high positions, whether privately counseling with them or whatever. They have the same misery in their family, in their personal life that you have. Because the spirit of evil is the same everywhere. The spirit of evil is not going to stop just because you have a certain position or a lower position or whatever you want to call it, money or no money. There's a rule. See, you got to put that first because it's not going to change for you. Seeking first what's right. And let right add everything to you. That rule is not going to change just because you're stupid. Or you decide, you go, oh, this is from God. Or you think you need to make your life work. Or your wife convinced you to do something that was her plan but made you think it was yours. And now you realize you made a fool of yourself. 888 is not going to change. Here's an extreme example of anger. But anger come in little nice, mild, easy, smiley ways, too. This is just happened to be an extreme one. But anger come with a smile, a pat on the back. A person can be smiling at you and plotting to destroy you. A woman can be smiling at you, men. And men, women can be, and ladies, men can be smiling at you and plotting to get you in bed. I give her my money. I'll follow her. All he wants is sex. And then he cry at night. And you cry. These marriages are not put together by God. And it doesn't matter if you go to church or read the Bible or have Sunday school class or Bible study and all that. Your marriage is not put together by God. And the proof is the woman is dominating. And dominating can be sweet and smiley and going along with you and still dominating. And the man is passive. Oh, you want this? You need this, honey? Okay, I'll do this. Yeah, I'll tell you. Oh, honey, yes. That's right. Seeking first the kingdom of God is the only way that you're going to be able to wake up and see clearly what's going on inside of you and what's going on inside of others. You're not going to be able to see it any other way. Because you're going to see evil, but you're going to justify, oh, he didn't really mean it, or she didn't really mean it. Here's an extreme example of anger. Remember, you cannot trust an angry person, male or female, black or white, it doesn't matter. This is from WX12. An argument over biscuits led to a shooting between two Popeye's employees. On Sunday, according to court records. Watch this.
For the first time, we are seeing different vantage points of a Mother's Day shooting at this South Charlotte Popeyes. Two men seen fighting in the parking lot, then two shots ring out. We are choosing to stop this Charlotte video, the rest too graphic to show. I spoke over the phone with an eyewitness who didn't want to use his name, but he says he and his wife were inside the fast food restaurant and were the last to deal with the suspect.
He was going in the back and was starting arguing with the guy over some burnt biscuits. He took the plate with the burnt biscuits and threw it on the ground.
Moments later, in this dash camera video, you can see the two men walk out of the Popeyes. Then another eyewitness captured the victim throw punches first. Then the suspect pulled a gun and fired.
This is anger, and this is evil. Anyone that has anger is evil. Be not deceived. This guy, according to the report, the man walked back into the restaurant and was later arrested.
Seconds later, this angle shows the suspected gunman walks back into the restaurant as those inside scurry around, some ducking.
You always think the worst, you know, that he's going nuts now and will shoot around and that's it for us.
Nobody else was hurt. Seconds later, the suspect was seen walking out and away from the restaurant. Police caught up to him nearby, arresting 22-year-old Rondi Wood. He's charged with attempted murder. The victim shot twice but is currently alive. And again, police say both the suspect and the victim were both managers here at this fast food restaurant you see behind me.
Amazing. Who fired at Popeyes? That's what anger would do. You can always tell when a person is angry, they are emotional. They have feelings. And they have feelings that can be hurt. And they don't know that feelings are not real. They truly believe that they are their feelings. And so they don't want you to hurt their feelings, and they don't want to hurt their own feelings, but they do. Thoughts and emotions are evil. Stop protecting evil. Stop protecting your thoughts and emotions. And then you shall overcome them. The kingdom of heaven is within. And Jesus did not have human anger. And if you want to believe that, you go right here and you stay in your misery. You stay in your hell. I understand most people love their thrills. Don't take my thrill away from me. Don't take my thrill away from my wife and me. Don't take my thrill away from me and my girlfriend. I counseled with someone recently, very recently. And they know they're engaged to this woman. And there are so many signs there that he should not marry her. So many signs. But because he's emotional about her now, he's ignoring all the signs. And so I said, well, at least don't do it now. Give it 1 year. And you'll see clearly what to do. Oh, God, I can't do that. I don't know if I can do that. Because the woman has already planned a wedding. And the fact that he's afraid to tell her, no, we're going to wait a year, it's a sign it ain't going to work. Because he's afraid to say, no, we're not doing this. He doesn't want to hurt her feelings. He doesn't want her to get mad. He doesn't want, that's a sign it's not going to work. Amazing. When a man loves a woman, can't think of nothing else. He give up the world for the good thing he's found. He give up all his comfort just and keep her around. When a man loves a woman, nothing else seems to matter. If she says that's the way it ought to be. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Ted, a first-time caller out of England, heard around the world. Ted, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Ted.
Can you hear me?
No.
Can you hear?
No, I can't hear you.
No?
No. I can hear you, Ted.
Oh, you can't hear me?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Remember how you asked, can you hear me? And I said, no, I can't hear you. And then you asked me, can you hear me? And I said, no.
I think it's probably just because of a few nerves. I'm really glad to be on this call. I've been listening to you for maybe a month, and the logical way you're looking at life has, you know, it's opened my eyes. So I'm really grateful.
Right.
And the questions I'd like to ask is just I'm trying to get into the habit of silent prayer.
Yes.
And I mean, it's interesting because I just saw you've been talking about the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And so it says, seek first the kingdom of God. And so when I'm in my silent prayer, like what is the kingdom of God? Like, how am I going to know what I'm kind of like looking for or searching for?
You would know it when you enter into it. And so here's all you got to do right now. It's enough to know that you don't know what that is, right? You don't know God. You don't know. You just know about him. You have ideas about him. But knowing God, ideas about God doesn't work. You don't know what the kingdom of heaven is. Leave that blank. And all you got to do is to work on, become aware of the not you. Be aware of the hell that you're living in right now. And anyone that's into thoughts and emotions are living in hell, and they're calling hell heaven. And so just be aware of that, and you're going to go through that hell, and on the other side of hell is the kingdom of heaven. But you got to go through hell first. You got to overcome the thoughts and emotions, the good and the bad, the feelings. The feelings are emotions, and the emotions are hell. They're not from God.
Yeah, because I just went to church now, a Quaker church.
Yeah.
You know the Quakers?
Yes.
Because they do the silent prayer. And, it's like I'm being attacked by thoughts, emotions, and feelings. And then eventually they fade, and I'm left in this type of perfect peace. And it's almost like time no longer exists.
One thing for sure, and without a doubt, once you overcome thoughts and feelings, time will disappear as well. There's no such time as time. There's earthy time to tell you. You got to go to work. You got to go to school, blah, 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 earthy time. But time does not exist. It's an illusion.
Not in the kingdom of God is how it feels.
Yes. And so just do the silent prayer. Be aware. I don't know what – I've heard Quaker religion, but I don't know what they're about at all. But what I'm telling you, you become aware of the not you, and never call thoughts and feelings you again. Stop claiming them. Stop identifying with them, because that's hell. Hell inside of human beings. And you will overcome that. And you will enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Okay. And like just like one other thing is, like, what should I bring with me into prayer?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay. Come as you are, afraid, lonely, weary, disappointed, sad, anxiety, fear, all that. That's the only thing you need to come as. You are, and that will be taken away from you.
Okay, so bring nothing with me?
Nothing. You have nothing to bring.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I respect that, because I had problems growing up, because I think when I was born, I had a deep connection with God. even though I wasn't raised religious. My parents weren't religious or anything. But then I had problems in my life when I became separated from God, even though I wouldn't have called it back then.
Yes.
And then I got put in basically hell, where I became my thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And I lived basically in hell, as far as I can tell.
Absolutely. Have you forgiven your parents?
Yeah, I've forgiven my mum, and she was pretty cool about it, actually, surprisingly, because she was a demon when I was growing up. And then I forgave my dad, and he got a bit snappy, like a girly man.
Yes.
But I'm going to travel to see him, but he lives quite far away. So I'm doing that at the end of this month.
And are you doing it because you just want to do it? Why are you traveling to see him?
Because I think forgiving my mum, it left me with a disconnection from kind of expressing my anger outwardly, and whatever anger was, the spirit of anger that's within me, it seems to have lost a bit of power.
Yes.
And now when, like, things that might have made me angry before are just a smaller feeling within me, and I can almost just look at it and watch it, and then it loses power. Does that make sense?
That's all you need to do, Abu. Watch it, and it will lose its power. Don't fight with it. Don't argue with it. But what does that have to do to... you just want to go and visit your father?
Well, I'm going basically specifically to forgive him.
Well, I thought you've already done that.
Well, I did it over the phone, but I kind of wanted to do it in person.
Oh, okay.
And express those words.
All right.
You know, in person, is that...
That's fine. Absolutely. You can do it by Skype. If you can see him, it's best to be facing him, absolutely. But if you can't, you can do it by Skype. And if you have no other choice, you can do it by phone. But absolutely, you want to go to him? Absolutely.
Yeah, because, I mean, he didn't protect me from my mum. He couldn't deal with her at all. My mum was just, I don't know, like a bottle that you'd open and it would just be screaming. And
this is the spirit that made a home in all women. They all have it. Some of them will see it eventually and start to overcome, but most will not, because they so identify with evil, they call it themselves, and they pass it on to their children, and they destroy their husbands, the boyfriends, co-workers, and everyone. So, yeah, forgive your father. If you need to go, that's fine, but you stay with watching the not you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. You're not your emotions. Stop identifying with them, and you shall be free.
Okay, Jesse, man, I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate everything that you've done for me in the last month or something. I mean, I found you by watching shorts on YouTube, and then I got into Get a Job, his videos.
Oh, yeah. Get a Job is amazing.
and then I found out, yeah, you were doing a radio show, and I just, it just got better and better, and everything that you're teaching me is kind of something I've been searching for like 20 years.
Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Yeah, man, I will.
All right.
I definitely will.
Thank you, Chad.
Can I say one more thing?
Hold on a minute. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought... Because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. H-A-K-E. The Hake Report.com. The guy with the good hair, and he is not afraid. What the? And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV. At 11 a.m. Monday through Thursday. Even though his name is Friday. His show is Monday through Thursday. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. Just in time before Trump get the laws changed. He can now stay in this country. 888-7753-773. Let me go back to first-time caller, Ted, out of England. Ted, you had another question?
I just wanted to quickly say, just answer the biblical question.
What would happen if you came out of your movie?
So my answer for that is I'd have peace.
You will have peace?
Peace, yeah.
Okay. I can't respond. I have to put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you for that, man.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jesse, man.
You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
I will. Thank you.
All right. Amazing. 888-7753-773. The one thing I want you all to know, marriage, friendships, employment ship, whatever kind of ship, but especially marriage, if you cannot take it or leave it, you have made that woman your God. If you cannot take it or leave it, you have made that man your God. Whether you admit it or not, it's your God. And you cannot leave God. And you make up all kinds of excuses. And not you, but the spirit of evil making up the excuses for you. But you think you're doing it. As to why you should stay with your God. Oh, he nice, she nice. They're going to get better. They didn't mean it. I listened to her because it made sense. And though God said, because you listen to the woman, you will suffer. But she's like, oh, no. She told me to do that. Or it was my idea. And it wasn't. There's this one rule above all the rules. And if you keep this rule, you cannot go wrong. Seek what's right first. And now you can't pretend, oh, I'm seeking what's right, but will he give me a woman? I'm seeking what's right. Will he give me this or that? Then you're not seeking what's right. You're trying to fool God. You can't fool the truth. What the? Amazing. Christopher is out of Florida. Christopher, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Oh, good morning. I'd like to answer the biblical question, please.
What would happen if you came out of your movie?
Oh, you would have complete and total peace. You'd be able to, it's like, you know how the clocks go forward? In a way, it's kind of like you'll be able to see the world slow down and just, you know, you'll have that spidey sense in a way because, you know, you have God in your heart at all times, and anything around you, it could be, you know, you could be in traffic, somebody road raging, and they're behind you, and they're beeping the horn. You could basically be in the silent prayer at that time, and, you know, and be conscious just with God, and, like, nothing will affect you. The moment something tempts you, that means the devil's got a hold of you, but I haven't been feeling that in so long, over four or five months, and I used to be on medications, and I'm down to, like, one medications, which I do need, you know, for I don't want to go personal matters, but, yeah.
Right.
Just down to one medicine. I used to have to take like 6 to 8 pills a day. And I'm not doing that anymore. And it's all thanks to you and, you know, just concentrating on myself and being a better person and just looking, just staying in the present at all times. And it's very hard to do when you're on the phone and you keep looking back at messages or pictures because they these memories, it's all the demon. It's the demon, you know. It's basically a VCR. You're watching a bad movie. Why do you want to remember the bad, you know?
Amazing.
You got, we're God's memories, so let's make good ones. That's how I feel.
Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, and I will put my 2 cents in on Sunday. You stay with it, stay with it,
right,
stay with it, all right?
All right, thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to first-time caller out of Texas. Merwin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, sir.
That's cool. Hey, I sent you that No Man shirt. You got it, right?
The No Man shirt? Is that that shirt?
No Man?
Yeah. Remember?
He's the one who sent that?
You sent that?
Yeah, I sent that shirt.
Thank you, man. What the?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What the?
Let me see it.
Yeah.
You sent that. Thank you.
Yeah, I sent that. Cool.
Nice shirt. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir. Yeah, amazing. I just wanted to thank you. Amazing. I just wanted to thank you a lot, Jesse. You helped me a lot. And thank you for reminding me that the truth was always there in me.
Yeah.
Because I always felt that there was something there in me that I could see. I couldn't really describe it, but I could just see it, especially as a kid. I'll see certain things, but I wouldn't really have to put my judgment on it.
Yeah.
I could just see it and just really already know that there's something wrong with it without really having to, you know, put 2 cents into it. You know, it's really more that I could just see without really having to explain it. And so I just wanted to thank you for that. I donate. I got it set to where I should be donating, like, each month. And
thank
I read
you.
Your books. Yes, sir. I got your book, From Rage to Responsibility. I'm currently on that.
Right on.
It's real good, and I'm really learning a lot from it. And I will be getting some more of your books, too, because they're really good.
Well, you stay with it, and you stay working on you. All you got to do now, stay with the silent prayer so you can stay present and observe the not you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. You're not your emotions. And just stay with that and go all the way through it. And you obviously you will die from the ego. That's the ego death. And you will experience paradise right here on earth. And it's amazing.
Yes, sir.
It's funny how it's interesting how the Christians think that the Bible is the Word of God. You got to read the Bible.
Yeah.
You don't read the Bible. You got to wish it's in the Word. And yet they're miserable. They cry at night. And they have not discovered the kingdom of heaven within.
Yeah, I went through a little phase where I was, you know, trying to get all heavy into the Bible. It was like a year ago. And, you know, I was reading it and really wanted to try to be about, you know, the things that I'm reading. And all it really did was just make me more darker, I guess, more than what I already was.
Because
now I'm judging people in a different way now, you know. Thinking I'm, you know, thinking I know better, thinking I am better because I got all this knowledge about something. And all it did was just make me the devil, make me more into the devil. Now I'm just a devil who thinks that they're holy. And
that's right.
You know what I'm saying? That's messed up. And yeah, I seen it. And now I can see it in other people. And yeah, man, again, like I appreciate a lot of what you do, Jesse, and what you've done for me.
Thank you. And you make a good point, too. Too much knowledge make the soul weary. And the Christians and the intellectuals and the so-called educated people, they love knowledge, And all they're doing is becoming evil. It's doing nothing good for them at all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's so true. Amazing. Oh, may I answer your biblical question?
What would happen if you came out of your movie?
Well, if it's my movie, then I'm probably the star of this movie. And if I'm the star of this movie, then, you know, it's my movie. Now, if I came out of this movie, which is my movie of me being a star, I wouldn't be the star of the movie anymore. I'll actually become the watcher of the movie because I'm not in the movie anymore. So now I'm just watching the movie. And if I'm just watching the movie, everything that's happening in the movie isn't happening to me anymore because I ain't the star of the movie. I'm just watching the movie. So everything that's happening in the movie is happening in the movie and not happening to me because I'm just watching the movie. So I'll become the watcher of the movie instead of being in the movie. So I'll be the watcher, Jesse.
Amazing. I really appreciate your input on that, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. And thank you for your support for the shirt. And you stay with it, man. You haven't seen anything yet.
Yes, sir, I will. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Amazing. And the truth shall make you free. The truth shall make you free. Can you imagine the people at Popeye having a fight over biscuits, according to the report, end up shooting, according to the report? Think about that. Just think about that. And you call anger good. You say, everybody angry. Jesus was angry. And it's just not true. According to 2 Peter 3-9, the Lord is Bible Thumper Thursday. The Lord is not being slow in carrying out his promises. The Lord is not being slow in carrying out his promises as some people think he is. Lord, why is this taking so long? This is too hard. Oh, Lord, not George, Lord. He's drunk as a bastard. The Lord is not being slow in carrying out his promises, as some people think he is. Rather, he's being patient with you, wanting nobody to be lost and everybody to be brought to repentance. He doesn't want you to be lost. He wants all those who want to come back home to the Father. But you got to admit you're wrong, that you're evil. You got to see it for yourself. Somebody asked me the other day, does God give you pain? No. God does not give you pain at all. God is not trying to teach you a lesson by allowing you to be in pain, in misery, or suffering at all. That's where you want to be. That's your thrill of the day of a choice. Had nothing to do with God. You love evil. God is not trying to teach you a lesson. God does not give you pain. God have made you free. Why would he make you free and then give you pain? Think about that. He ain't trying to teach you no lesson. And the beauty about that, the real you do not feel pain. It's a fake you. It's your ego. It's a not you that feel the pain. You ain't feeling no pain. You just have identified with ego, with evil, and you call it you feeling pain, and it's not. He does not call you to suffer. He does not give you pain to try to teach you a lesson. He is not leaving you in the pain because he wants you in the pain. He leaves you there because that's where you want to be. You have identified with evil, and you call it you. God is not trying to teach you a lesson about anything. He doesn't need to teach you a lesson. What? He want you to realize you're free. He want you to come out of prison. Why would he teach you a lesson? Think about that. You made God a dummy. You made God a criminal. You make God like a thrill seeker. God doesn't try to teach you lessons. You're there because you want to be there. You love your thrills. And anger is evil. ABC is important. 7. A family of a 79-year-old man was dragged and killed in a brutal carjacking on Monday. The family says they were getting ready to meet him for dinner. The family of a 79-year-old man. They were planning on meeting him for dinner, getting ready to meet him for dinner. And I want you to see what happened. Watch this from ABC 7.
Well, Mark, I did speak with the victim's daughter, and she tells me that her dad was an Army veteran who was in frail health, but he had survived some close calls in his lifetime, from falling off a ladder to even walking away from a plane crash. But she says this makes it so hard to know that her dad died in such a violent way following a carjacking yesterday. James Norman, known as Jim to his family and friends, was getting ready to go to dinner with his daughter and son-in-law when he made a quick stop at this ARCO station on Hidden Valley Parkway in Norco.
So he probably went to clean his car, and he was probably going to wait for us to call him to say, hey, Dad, we're on our way down. We're going to come get you.
But instead of calling her dad, Nicole Larson says she got a call from a Riverside County Sheriff's deputy.
Your dad's been involved in an accident. Is there any way to track his phone? And they said, no, I could track his car.
But it wasn't an accident. Authorities say the 79-year-old had been vacuuming the back of his Chevy Trailblazer at the car wash. The engine was still running. That's when investigators say 29-year-old Ryan Hewitt jumped into the driver's seat and took off, with the victim still hanging out the back door.
He didn't have his hearing aids in, so I'm guessing he didn't hear with the vacuum on, and all of a sudden this car is just backing up, and he was too old and frail to get out before the door slammed on him.
A black person, according to a report, did this to this man. A black person. This is the purpose of black people on earth, is to rob, steal, and kill. They don't build. They destroy. Isn't that amazing? And not all, but most. And the blacks are in the perfect position of where their leaders want them. Angry and out of control, so they can make money off the blacks. They can get positions. They can get this and that. And cry racism. Police found a suspect and vehicle because of an air tag. I don't know what that is, but an air tag. Watch this from ABC 7.
Investigators were able to locate the vehicle at a Riverside apartment complex thanks to an air tag Nicole had placed in her dad's car to keep track of him. She's grateful police found the suspect, and thankful to the strangers who stood by her father in his final moments.
I just hope he went quickly, and I'm grateful for the people. I hope to meet them that surrounded him and protected his body so he wasn't just out on the middle of the road.
Now, a GoFundMe page has been created to help cover the cost of a memorial service and some final medical bills for the family. Meanwhile, the suspect, Ryan Hewitt, is expected to appear for his arraignment on charges of second-degree murder and felony carjacking. He's being held right now on $1 million bail.
Amazing. This is what the blacks, exactly what the blacks are doing to the whites in South Africa. And you wonder, why did Donald Trump bring the whites to America? Somebody got to help them. All these illegal aliens, everybody else coming into our country, and they're taking advantage and destroying. I guarantee you, most of the whites that the president bring here will build the country. They're going to add to it. They're going to make it better. Black people, you need to drop your anger. You're evil. It has nothing to do with racism. No such thing as racism. And it has nothing to do with white people. It's you. It's in you. You're evil. forgive your mothers, forgive your fathers, return to your father so you can be free and become of good and not be of anger. That's, look what happened to this man, and allegedly by a black man. Black people don't build. Black people destroy. I've been saying it for 35 years now, and I've been warning the whites. Hey, white people, no, 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 white, no, speak up. Well, we have false guilt. No, white people, what are you guilt about? You ain't did, you haven't done anything to the blacks. Why are you feeling guilty? Isn't that amazing? You feel guilty for something you have never done to the blacks. No, no. So do away with all impurities and remnants of hate. You got to do away with evil. You got to go through the valley of the shadow of death, which is the ego death. It's the ego death. Only one death. No other death exists but one, and that's the ego death. Super chat. Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, someone bought two saying, in answer to the biblical question,
what will happen if you came out of your movie?
When I come out of my movie, there is no longer the duality of good and evil, and everything is a lot quieter.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
David, about personal responsibility, how can we be responsible or to blame for one's own actions if one doesn't have a free will and isn't able to make a conscious decision?
What?
I'll have to reread this after the break.
Yeah, I want to respond. It sounds interesting.
All right.
Yeah, it sounds very... Let me take a break. We'll read that again and deal with it.
Okay.
Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be right back. One more hour to go. Back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. There is one line open. You can call in right now. During Hake News, Not Fake News, 1-888-775-3773. And JLP will be back for the third and final hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show today. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, The Hake Report, and then Joel Friday TV. It's his last day for the week of his show, so make sure you do catch it. And then American Anchor, baby. And then this evening, ladies, Women's Forum, third Thursday of the month. If you need more info, you can check out RebuildingTheMan.com/events. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. I don't think we have the announcement there, but you can check out past events. It's the same information, okay? The same info, ladies. The Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, is reporting about the Voting Rights Act. A federal appeals court has dealt a major blow to the so-called Voting Rights Act. No such thing as voting rights. It was passed by Congress in the disgraceful year of 1965 to address racial discrimination and election policies. On Wednesday, the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 that private individuals could not bring Voting Rights Act, VRA, lawsuits challenging election policies in 7 Midwestern states that allegedly discriminate based on race. Give me a break. This leaves enforcement of the Voting Rights Act's key provisions to the Justice Department. Usually it's the Injustice Department, but under Trump, it's a little bit more just. And under Trump, the DOJ, Department of So-Called Justice, is gutting so-called civil rights, their so-called civil rights division, righteously. And they're also dropping long-standing voting rights cases. The new ruling stems from a lawsuit alleging that North Dakota, of all places, discriminated against so-called Native Americans. We're Native Americans. I think they mean American Indians, right? In their state legislative redistricting plan. What a mess. And the National Weather Service, since the start of Trump's second term, our greatest president, the National Weather Service has lost more than 550 people due to early retirements, DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency's firings of probationary so-called workers, and their offers to leave government service. DOGE offers to leave government service, so-called service. With so much institutional knowledge gone, experts are worried, be scared, that the nation's forecasting agency will be unable to provide accurate forecasts and timely, life-saving warnings. As hurricane season's about to begin, the NWS now offering voluntary reassignment opportunities to the remaining employees at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, to fill 155 positions in offices around the country. The NWS cannot fill these critical holes, quote-unquote, in staffing with candidates from the private sector because they're still under a federal hiring freeze. Nice. And so-called child care. As the White House considers offering financial incentives to encourage American women to give birth, the annual price of child care continues to rise. According to a new report, child care costs increased 29% from 2020 to 2024, thanks Obama-Biden, right? Last year, the national average price of so-called child care, that's because the mother's working, she doesn't want to can't take care of the kids or won't, was $13,128. I guess that's annual cost. It would take 35% of a single mother's median household income to afford that. On average, placing 2 children in childcare would cost at least 19% more than the typical rent in 49 states plus the District of Columbia. That same tab also exceeds the typical mortgage payments in 45 states plus Washington, D.C. And pardon me. And then you can't even trust these people to do a good job. What a mess. There's this woman named Halle Bailey, who's the star of The Little Mermaid. Is she like the black one? She got a restraining order against her rapper boyfriend, DDG, claiming he's been violent with her. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888 77 Jesse. And my biblical question, what happens if you came out, what would happen if you came out of your movie? What would happen if you came out of your movie? You can watch the show and listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad. If you're running around, you can podcast, of course. Always podcast. But you're running around, you like to, hey, I still want to hear the show while it is happening. How can I do that, Jesse? By calling the listen line on your iPhone or iPad at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And because we love the Bible Thumpers, every Thursday is, oh Lord, Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh God, are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready? I don't feel your face.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready? For the coming of the Lord. Drunk as a bastard. Amazing. I want to just finish that, and I want you to remember a home where the woman is dominating and the man is passive is an abomination against God. A home where the woman is dominating, meaning that the woman is leading and the man is following the woman, is an abomination against God. The woman suffers, the man suffers, and the children suffers. Nothing but hell. Any man that follows a woman is an abomination. You have made that woman your God. Every time you listen to her, you will suffer. Amazing. I want to finish up on the super chats, and then we go back to the callers. Super. There was one we stopped off with because of the time, and I want to respond to that.
David asks about personal responsibility. How can one be responsible or to blame for one's own actions if one doesn't have a free will and isn't able to make a conscious decision?
Amazing! How can one be responsible if they don't have a free will and they're not able to make decisions?
Right.
Who is this?
David.
David. Oh, Lord, David. Amazing question. You're not responsible. And you do not make decisions. And you do not have a free will. You just think that you do because you're in a fallen state. You have identified with an illusion, and you call it you. The real you do not commit crimes. The real you do not do wrong. The real you do not break laws. The real you is not guilty. You're neither a saint nor a sinner. You're none of those things. It's the fake you that's working through you because you're possessed. And you don't know it. You have identified with evil, and you're calling it good. Your only responsibility, if you want to use the word responsibility, is to see that you're lost, meaning knowing you accept or admit that you're evil. You have anger. Anyone that has anger is evil. Oh, Lord, I am angry. I'm evil. I don't want to be evil. What's up? I am wrong. And at that very moment, the truth, the light will take over and change your world. And then the light will be responsible. And even you are not responsible in the light. Isn't that amazing? And you don't have a free will. Will yourself not to do anything wrong, David. Will yourself to never think a negative thought about yourself or anyone. Will yourself to be free and see what happens. You ain't got no free will, buddy. You are being controlled. You are possessed. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. On buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk, someone says, thank you for giving us the means to identify the real enemy and allowing us to become who we really are when we shut down the thoughts.
Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Jermaine. Isaiah 1:4-7, when the people rebel, the land suffers. Ah, sinful nation, a people loaded with guilt. Your country is desolate, your cities burned with fire. The moral decay of the people leads to the destruction of the nation itself.
Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App, since late 2019, been staying with it. Stay with it.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Anthony, right?
Yep.
Anthony, stay with it. And I don't care if the whole world turn against you, and they will. What does it profit a man that he gain the world and lose his soul? Or he gain his soul and lose the world? Stay with it, buddy. Stay with it. Thank you for your support.
Kevin on Cash App, very generous, sending God's blessings down the road. Pass it on.
Right on. Thank you, Kevin, for helping us to help others. I really do appreciate it. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet on Pilled.net.
Hey, Pastor!
A subscriber gifted the cookie. What does the great white hope say today?
Good question. Let me find out. Oh, I got a bottle of Trump gifts the other day. I got to thank the person. I got to get it.
We are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
Wow, that's deep. That is so deep.
Yep. And it's true.
The great white hope. Thank you, Donald Trump. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. What manner of man is this? The whole wide world obeys him. When he walk into the room, they tremble. You know what's interesting about that, Hake? The same power and authority of love that operates through Donald Trump isn't every human being. Isn't everyone, but most people never find it. Right now, you have the same power that Donald Trump has and authority. The same power and authority that Christ has had and have is in you. But most people never find it. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
You can literally tell the wind to be still.
Interesting. What a mess.
What a mess. What do you think about a home where the woman is dominating and the man is passive? It's an abomination against God.
That's all of them.
I know. Man, I was counseling and I heard some of the stories yesterday. And I was thinking, wow, why can't you see? But then I realized they just can't see. And what I remember, I used to date a lot. I used to be blind like that too. Especially when a woman was fine. But I understand. You cannot see all the signs that are there. And you look past the signs because you want what your ego wants. And you know it's not going to work. Or you know you're going to end up being a passive man. And you ignore the signs. What a mess. Okay, thank you.
Eric, three coffees. A few months ago, the biblical question was, are you living from the mind or from the spirit? You say it's a spiritual battle, a battle between good and evil. Do you say this because it's impossible to do evil when living from the spirit?
when you worship in spirit and in truth, there's no such thing as doing evil. Evil and good does not live in the same place. Evil will have to leave you when you return to good. The moment you start to overcome anger, which is evil, good is coming about and evil is fading away. It cannot dwell in the same house. Amazing. Thank you.
So, Sugino, three coffees. Hey, Jimmy Hank, doesn't Jesse have a birthday next Thursday? I think you're right. The 22nd.
The 22nd of May and next Thursday? What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Nice.
Yes, May 22nd.
Show is on it.
Yeah.
Carlos bought a coffee. I called in, but I'm at work currently. Can't wait on the phone long. But my question for Jesse was, I was hired to do a specific role, agreed to help out another role just on Sundays. Instead, they had me doing the other role full time. I rarely, if ever, do the job I was actually hired for. Management dismisses my request to fix this. I'm frustrated, mentally checked out. Should I go over their heads and reach out to corporate? How do I protect myself if they retaliate?
Interesting question. Listen, just don't be angry. Be grateful you got a job. Be grateful you earn a living. Don't be angry. And then you'll see the right way to deal with it. And it'll be perfect. And if you don't know what to do about it at this point, do nothing. Continue to go to work. Have a good spirit of work about you. Have appreciation for the job. And just do what's in front of you. And don't think about the outcome. You'll be fine. When you don't know what to do, do nothing. Continue what you're doing. Oh, amazing. I wish you well.
Three coffees from Fazul from South Florida. Jesse, what's the great white hope have to say today? As always, Father bless Jesse and crew.
Thank you. Thanks for your support. Let me check again.
I love the First Amendment. Nobody loves it better than me. Nobody. Who uses it more than I do?
The great white hope. Amazing. Thank you.
Nice. Sion, now a show member, JLP show member on YouTube.
Hey, Sion.
R1.
Thank you for being a show member, Sion. Thank you.
Man.
That's amazing. Thanks for helping us, Sion.
Yeah. Man, Jesse, I love GRITS, grits.
I love grits.
Girls raised in the South.
What now?
Laughing face with tears.
I haven't had grits in so long, but I used to love it with my grandma. Grandmother would make some grits, eggs, and bacon, and homemade biscuits. And then we would put syrup on the biscuit or honey. Oh, my God. Grandma, tell me about the good old days. It was amazing. Thank you, Sion. I love it.
No, that was R1.
Let's say that.
Not Sion.
Oh, thank you, R1.
Aaron,
amazing.
Aaron G., how can you come out of a movie that you don't even know you're in?
That is such a good question. But I can't respond. I got to wait until Sunday. But a very good question in response to the biblical question, what would happen if you came out of your movie?
Tyrannosaurus Rex. People do not want to come out of their movie because they are the star in their own movie. Nice line.
Amazing. Thank you. I got to stop there. Hey.
Okay, we'll read the rest later, guys.
Yeah,
thank y'all.
I want to get you some calls here. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Kevin out of New York. Kevin, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Kevin?
Jesse?
You're on the air.
You can hear me, right?
No.
Yes, you can.
How you know?
You just answered my question.
What do you mean? I just asked you a question.
If you can hear me, that means you answer my question. That means you can hear me, right?
But what does that mean if I can hear you? I just asked you a question, right? I can hear you, buddy. Go ahead.
how's it going, Jesse?
Amazing. All is well.
Nice. So listen, I wanted to ask you something.
Ask.
I know you live in L.A., and I'm sure when you moved there when you were young, throughout your years, you've encountered, like, other racial groups or other ethnicities and, like, you know, all these, like, immigrant group people and stuff like that, right?
Yes.
Like, Africans and I don't know how many Arabs you have over there, but like those people and, you know, just all kinds of people, right?
Yes.
So, like, here's what I want to ask you, right?
Ask.
Do you think, like, what is your overall impression of, like, these, like, third world immigrants and all that that come to, like, America? Like, what's your impression, if you have any?
That they should not be allowed to live here because they don't fit in. And when they come, uh-huh. They bring their own nature, they bring their culture, they bring their ideas, and they destroy America in the same way they destroyed the country that they left.
So, I from what I understand, I take it you do agree with me, or you do believe me, you do believe what I believe from the standpoint that their culture is what's brought them the poverty and the suffering and all that they have in their countries, correct?
It's yes.
Not any bad luck or whatever. It's their lack of connection to God.
100%. 100%.
Okay. All right. So here's the thing that, like, all right, there was this video I seen of one of these Muslim people, right, who was talking about the kids growing up in, like, his country, Afghanistan or Yemen or, you know, one of those Middle Eastern nations, right? And he was talking about how over there the children, according to his observation, they tend to be, quote-unquote, mature quicker than, let's say, the kids in America due to the fact that they have, I guess, more poverty or whatever it was that he was trying to say. Do you believe that based off of your observations when you see these people or when you see their children?
Well, I know that, for an example, when I was growing up, I grew up in Alabama under the so-called, right. So-called Jim Crow law, but I had to work plantation stuff and all that. And during those days, the boys and the girls will grow up and they become mature. They mature faster than the American kids today. And it came from having parents who caused them to be responsible at such an early age, parents who had good examples of how to treat others as they would like to be treated. They expected you to mature at by the time you're 18, that you could be an adult and go out and start creating your own life. That's not happening there in America. So if these people were like, had hard times in their countries and they grew up due to the hard times, it would make sense, yes. If you notice, the young people in America today, men and women, are not mature at all.
Okay.
And because they have everything, nothing is required of them. And they just tend to stay in a undeveloped childlike mode. And it's not good for America.
I get that. I get what you're saying there. But you think that these kids in these other countries, they mature and grow faster than, let's say, these kids in the West?
Yes, because they have less.
And so you're saying that that makes them mature faster?
Yes.
But can you explain, if you could, a little bit more thoroughly on what you mean by, like, how that makes sense?
Because when you're not spoiled, you tend uh-huh. to focus on you. Even growing up, you tend to be, without even thinking about, oh, I'm aware, I'm focused on me. You're not thinking that way. But you tend to focus on you. So when you're in school, you're going to do better. You're going to work harder in school. When you're working at home or helping around the house or whatever, you tend to do better because you want to be able to take care of yourself when you become an adult. But if you have everything, you have computers, you have your parents taking care of you, you tend to focus on outer things more than inner things, inner life.
When you mean by inner life, you mean getting to understand your thoughts and emotions and stuff like that?
Prepare your inner life to take care of your outer life, meaning work and be ready to deal with life at 18.
Okay. I do understand what you're saying in that regard, but like, let me give you my idea of what I'm talking about, right?
All right, hate want to respond to that too.
Okay,
go ahead.
Yes. So what I was saying was like, I moved out when I was 20, right? Okay, and I didn't have a problem with working all the time and working like long hours and all that type of stuff. You get what I'm trying to say?
I hear you.
But
yes.
Like, what happened?
Yes, I hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I didn't have a problem with like working a lot and all that. Like, I guess what I'm saying is I never had a problem with living a conservative life, if that makes any sense. You see my point?
Well, when you're growing up, though, you're not thinking of living a conservative or liberal life. You're just thinking about, hey, I got to take care of myself. And so you're more focused on independent thinking and independent thinking, taking care of yourself. The Blacks used to be that way, but they have none of that now. But they used to be
right. The
same way. Hey, you're right. So you should go ahead and make your point.
Yeah, what I was saying was like, but what I'm saying here is that I grew up here in the United States, and I didn't have a problem doing that. Do you get what I'm saying? Now, my parents had high standards for me growing up. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, you have to work hard, and like, financially, they could provide me with anything that I would have wanted, but I never asked for anything. Like, I wasn't raised like that, if that
right
makes
on.
Any sense.
Right on.
Right. So, are you saying that I was capable to do that because they taught me to, they had high expectations and standards for me to achieve and stuff like that? Is that why I was able to do that?
Well, I don't know what you mean by high expectation and standards, but they
knew
that they wanted you, and it was their responsibility to make sure that when you turn 18 and you have to leave the nest, that you would be able to take care of yourself. So they taught you by words and maybe an example that you got to work hard. My parents didn't even tell me to work hard. I just worked. But you have to work. You have to be responsible when you become adult, because we're no longer responsible for you. And so they implanted that in you, and it sounded like that's what drove you to become so independent.
Well, what it was that, to give you an idea, they asked me to do very well in school. They really wanted me to finish college.
Right.
Okay. They had really high standards. I was a good student growing up. You see what I mean? But school didn't work out for just some personal reasons or whatever.
Nice.
You get my point?
So, I love that.
Yeah, no. I'm happy about that too. But what I'm saying is that after which that took place, then at 20, I just decided I had to, like, move on and move out to, like, experience life and, you know, do the next step in my life, so to speak, right?
Yes.
So after, like, a year in college, then I decided, okay, it didn't work out for whatever reason. I got to go out here and deal with life and all this other stuff. So, but what I'm saying here is that, like, when I see the other kids in the other countries, though, they don't move out of their parents' house until they're, like, really old, though, Jesse. And I don't think that, like, they seem like they really work that hard. I don't understand. Like,
well,
I get what you were trying
to. It may be that way when they move to the USA, the parents and the children move to the USA, they tend to take on take on the cultural or the environment that's around them. And so when they move here, the parents tend to do better, and so they make the kids lazy. And so the kids become like the American kids. But when they're in their country and they have less, they tend to do more and do better.
Okay, and you've seen that yourself, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. So, okay, well, then if that's what it is, then that's what it is. But, like, I guess that could be true, but
I remember when the Mexicans first started coming here. I don't know why when they first started coming here, but I remember when I first realized Mexicans were coming here. The Mexicans they would work hard, they would save their monies, they would like all live together until they can buy homes and move out, and blah, 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 right? But then something changed where they took on the American culture and they became lazy. They don't want to do now. They steal. They even when they do work for you, they don't do as well as they did
right.
at one time because they have taken on the American way of being lazy, don't care, just want to make the money and being spoiled. And now their children are real lazy because the parents have spoiled their children. They've taken on the American way because they have a lot, and so they don't require as much of their children.
But I understand that. I understand that. But and I could be wrong, but from what I see when I went to some other countries is that the kids over there, like I said, they don't move out of their parents' home till like later over there in their countries, right? Till like way later, right? And like,
but that's how it is here too. If you notice, especially
no, I understand
the American kids, especially the boys. Boys used to move out of their homes at 18 and sometimes earlier, but now those boys stay home until they 18, 19, 20, 20, all the way up to 40. They still living with mama. It used to not be that way in America.
No, I understand that, but I'm talking about as far as these people in the other countries, though. Right? Like, and you're right about what you're saying about people in America.
I need you to, is there a point? Cause I got to run. We're kind of going back over the same thing.
Yeah, no, I guess what I was trying to say is what I seen when I went to the other countries is the other kids over there growing up, they just seemed like they were lazy to me, Jesse. I don't know. They didn't seem like they had.
Well, that could be happening now over there now because it's truly happening here. Thank you, man.
Okay.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Jerome out of New Jersey. Jerome, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, sir.
Didn't want to hold you long. I just wanted to call about the South African immigrant situation. You know, I love President Trump, but his second term around, I thought he was going to do something that, you know, he didn't get the chance to do before. And he just keeps on making mistakes, and I'm not sure why he's doing it.
What is it that you thought he would do?
Like when it comes to the illegal immigrant situation, I know they're not illegal, but I thought, you know, he was focused on, you know, making sure that they were out of here. And now he's bringing in, you know, whether they be illegals or refugees, these people don't need to be in my country.
So you thought that Trump would not bring in refugees?
Yeah, I thought he was focused on, you know, pushing out people that don't need to be here.
And why did you think that he would not bring in refugees?
No. I'm just saying, optically, we don't need this as a country right now.
But why were you thinking, oh, Donald Trump this time around would not bring in refugees? Why were you thinking that?
That's not what I was thinking.
Well, you said you thought he would not bring in refugees.
No. I said I thought he wouldn't be bringing in, like, illegals, and I understand that they're not illegal, but they don't need to be here.
But he's not bringing in illegals. He's bringing in legitimate refugees. But why were you thinking that he would not bring them in?
I don't know. I just said I thought he wouldn't be bringing in illegals, but I don't
but
think
But he's not bringing in illegal. Either. Where is he bringing in illegal?
I keep on saying that you're not understanding what I'm saying, Jesse.
But you thought you
like I said, I just wanted to make that one quick point.
You said you thought he would be bringing in illegal. Who? What illegals have he brought in?
I can only say this once more. I thought he would not this time around. He would not want to be bringing in illegals.
Did he bring in illegals?
All right, Jesse, I think that's it for me.
But you didn't tell me when he brought in illegals.
All I'm trying to say, I never said that they were illegal. I know that they're not
you
illegal.
You keep saying that you thought, oh, I got to take a break. You keep saying he thought he would bring in illegal, but he never done it. But thank you, Jerome. I didn't know we were on break. How did I miss it?
Treasure chest is open on DLive.
Thank you, Jerome. Treasure chest open on DLive. Trump have not brought in illegal. Hi, Mr. Breed. Oh, the thing that... sound like way out there. Oh, the system had a flaw, right? Yeah. We were talking about work and being lazy, and the system broke down. Amazing. So we're back. We had some time here, but we're back. I want to make this announcement before I go back to the calls and your super chat. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. And then after that, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV from 11 to 12. And right after Joel Friday TV, The American Anchor Baby. What the? The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. All right? And then last but not least, someone mentioned they read my books. They're reading my book. Check them out. Amazing books. And I will sign them. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/stores. 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 Or jesseleepeterson.shop. And get the coffee. My Punchy has his own coffee now. I never imagined one day Punchy would have his coffee. What the? And every dime goes back to the organization. So when you're drinking coffee, you're helping us to help others. Isn't that amazing? You're getting a good feel both ways. With the coffee and helping us to help others. rebuildingtheman.com/donate. RebuildingTheMan.com or JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. Let me go to Ron out of Texas. Let's see here. There's one line open, 888-77-JESSE. Ron, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Uncle Jesse. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Before I go to the question I have for you,
yes,
that's not going to be the last time you get the South African call.
What?
Just let it be known.
You
that's
said
not
going
to be the last time that you get a call about the South African.
Oh, I see. Okay, and why are you saying
let,
that?
Let it be known.
Why are you saying that?
Let it be known compared to the South. I mean, compared to the Venezuelans and Mexicans, that the South Africans fit the asylum criteria. The other ones do not. If you look up the criteria,
but you're right,
they fit it.
Absolutely.
Racial conflict.
The white people definitely fit. They've been genocided right now. And if anybody need refugee, it would be white South Africans. Absolutely.
Yeah, they just have to look up the criteria.
Right on.
A lot of people don't know that.
So, Jerome, look up the criteria, Jerome. What the? Thank you, Ron.
Okay, I got a question, if you don't mind, for Hake, if he's around.
Yes. Are you around?
Yep.
He's around.
Okay, good. Hake, are you superior to Jesse Lee Peterson?
Yeah, in some ways.
You can say that.
In what way?
Yes, he is superior to me.
Okay. But guess what, Jesse?
What?
He worked for you.
Well, he's still superior. He's white.
No. He works for you.
Yes.
You have your own show. And back to what, and you're very entertaining. You graduated last in your class.
But what does that have to do with Hake being superior?
He's not superior if he works for you.
Why you say that?
He's not.
Why you say
because
that?
Because he works for you. You make more money than he does.
Are you saying that's what makes white superior to blacks, and that the blacks work for the whites?
No, sir, that's not what I'm saying.
But I don't understand how how did you come up with that's what it means to be superior?
That's your criteria on what is superior.
You never heard me say that?
You won't even let me finish.
You never heard me say that. My proof is that black people think that white people are superior to the blacks is because black people always say that. And they say it by saying, they say it by saying the white man holding me back. The white man is superior. I mean, is white supremacy. The white man held me back in slavery, even though slavery been over 150, 200 years old. The white man this. So what they're saying is that, that's right. What they're saying is that the white man, and anyone that says that someone can hold them down, what they're telling you is that those people or that person is superior to them.
Okay.
That makes sense? That's my definition of superiority.
That's right. That's your definition. Now,
but that's reality. That's reality definition too. If the black people then know that white people were superior to them, would they be blaming the white people for anything?
Jesse, I called to talk to you, and you're doing all the talking, man. What's going on?
I let you talk a long time.
You won't even let me finish a sentence.
Okay, answer that, and then I'll let you finish one sentence. If the black man did not, or black people did not know white people superior to them, would they be saying that the white man is racist, the white man holding them back? Would they be saying that if they didn't recognize that white people are superior to them?
It don't have anything to do with it.
No, I asked you a question.
That's my answer, sir.
That's not an answer.
Can I say
ask
what
you
I
what,
to say,
what black people be saying that white people are white supremacy superior? Would they be blaming the white people for anything if they didn't recognize that white people were superior?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Well, that's the answer to the question, sir. Yes.
What was the... Thank you, Ron. I appreciate it, buddy. 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE. Let me go quickly to... Thank you, Ron. Let me go to Philadelphia and talk to... Pennsylvania and talk to... let's see here. Caleb, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Nice.
So I wanted to ask you...
Ask!
...a question about my relationship. I've been with my wife... Well, she's not my wife. I consider her my wife. We've been together for 12 years. We have 11-year-old twin boys. And I just wondered if you thought it was necessary for us to get married, legally married.
So you're living with her and everything?
Yeah, we've been living together for 12 years.
Why haven't you married her already?
She has, like, stage fright, and she's very insecure. And her excuse is that she doesn't want to get up in front of people and do the whole thing. I've offered just to go to the courthouse and do all that and just get eloped or whatever. But we just haven't done it yet.
And why not? Why have you done that part? Because you don't have to be. You can go right downtown to the courthouse, and you and the married person just stand there and get married without a crowd. You don't need a crowd. It's better off with no crowd because it costs less. Why have you taken her down there and done it that way?
Honestly, I don't know yet. I guess probably I don't know, honestly. I will do that. I will try to do that this week or next week.
Why haven't you done that? I'm not telling you to do it. I want to know why haven't you done it. It sounds like that's what she's pretending to be all afraid. She doesn't want to be in front of folks. And you say, okay, we'll go down just one-on-one thing. Why haven't you done that, made that happen?
Because she has not been willing to go with me there yet.
And why are you with a woman that will not obey you?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I I would say I love her, but I don't know.
You don't you know, love do her love because her. If you love her, you would be able to guide her in a perfect way. You don't love her.
Okay.
You would call it an emotional love, but that's not love. Why right. haven't you done that?
That is really hard for me to answer that question. Simply because I have, you know, I have tried for years now. Like, I don't push it. I don't try to force it down her throat. I don't try to, like, drag her out the house and force her into the courthouse to get married. I don't, you know, I just kind of nudge her. I'm like, hey, we should really get married, you know, every once in a while. I kind of just encourage her. And she says, yeah, she says she's for it, but she doesn't get in the car and go with me. So.
And why are you with why are you with a woman where you are passive and she's dominating?
See, I'm trying to become more dominating.
By doing what?
I am trying to work on myself. I do the silent prayer. I'm not consistent with it. I'm not going to lie to you about that. I'm not consistent with it. She's starting to watch you with me and kind of learning, but yeah, it's, I understand completely what you're saying. She is leading. She has got control.
And she's just, you have boys, you say?
Yeah, they're identical twin boys.
And so your first kids were boys?
Yes, sir.
A real man made boys first, man. What the?
I heard you say that.
So why are you being passive in a relationship? Because by her dominating like that, she's destroying your sons. You are incapable of protecting your sons from this woman because you can't even... You're passive in the relationship, and she's dominating. And a dominating woman in the home and a passive man is an abomination against God. Why are you living that way?
You know, to be completely honest, Jesse, I actually thought that this is why I called you, because I thought I was doing better than I was, or better than I am right now. This is why I called and asked you about this, because I wanted to know if it was actually a big deal or not. And it is. I see that it is a big deal.
So you could see that you're being passive in this relationship, but you didn't think it was a big deal?
I mean, I didn't think I was being that passive, though.
A little passive is that passive.
Yeah, I see that. I see that. So as soon as you open that door to passiveness.
Passiveness. Right, Jay?
Passive.
Right, Jay? Am I right or wrong?
I don't know.
Let me ask a white man.
Passivity?
Yeah, passivity or something like that.
Passivity, yeah. Okay, so as soon as you crack that door, the woman's just going to kick it open every time.
Every time.
Okay, I got you.
Every time. And they all, and they work overtime day and night. Because a woman know when a man is weak. Even when he says not weak, he trying to pretend he's not weak. The woman know he right. is. So she, when you are sleeping, she's figured out how to continue to deceive you and control you.
Okay.
To get it her way.
Okay. Yeah, and I mean, our life is not, I would say, by no means our life is terrible. We have everything we need. God provides for us. We have, I wouldn't say we're wealthy, but, you know, we have enough money to put food on the table and survive. We do well. And our kids are, I'm so proud of my children. They're amazing.
How
kids.
Old are they?
11.
Oh, okay. What does it profit a man that he gain the world and lose his soul?
Repeat that.
What does it profit a person, man or woman, that he or she gain the world and lose their soul? You're losing your soul. You may be wealthy. You may have a job, a nice house, but you're a passive man. You're weak. Right. You're losing your soul.
Okay. And so what is your recommendation?
That you continue to work on it. You see it for yourself that you're being passive with this woman. Continue to work on yourself and notice those thoughts and emotions And because in that point, at that time, you're putting what's right first. You're seeking the kingdom of God. And the Father will guide you through this situation. Whatever will be will happen, you'll be fine.
Okay.
You will see whether to stay or to go. And she will follow you as you're following what's right, or she will leave. And whatever happens, it'll be fine with you. If she leaves, fine, goodbye. If she stays, right. Fine, but she gotta. That would mean that she's working on herself, unless she's staying there to try to totally destroy you. But you need to just, since you don't know what to do, continue what you're doing, but work on overcoming your emotions, your thoughts and feelings.
Yeah, and I have noticed that. Because for a while there, I was dealing with my anger and all of that, and then I found you, and I let that go, and I was doing really solid for a while. And I had one day where I was just tired, exhausted, grumpy, and that anger kind of started to come through a little bit. And my wife got in my face, and she's like, "Oh, you're so holy, aren't you? You're holier than thou." And I was like, "Oh, boy, okay, so this is where we're at."
Yeah, she's judging you. She hates you already. And evil spirit in her hates the fact that you are working on overcoming evil. So it's working through her to make sure you don't succeed at that.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that 100%. I can definitely see that. If I'm trying to stay on the right track and I'm doing somewhat good, they'll bring her down just to bring me completely down.
100%. That's why when you're married, you have to be married, and you start to wake up while you're married. If both parties are not working on themselves, it's not going to work. Because evil in the man or the woman that's not working on themselves going to hate the light in you, the good, and it will work overtime to deceive you and destroy you.
Okay.
And so next time, if she could bring out that anger in you, don't yell at her, don't argue with her, don't blame her, that you be glad to see the anger and just watch it, live with it, do nothing about it, and it'll be taken away from you.
Okay. Can I ask you one more quick question about the silent prayer?
Yes.
Does that have to be done morning and night? Or, because I'm terrible at waking up in the mornings as it is. So getting up and going to work, like, should I get up and leave myself that time in the morning? Should I force myself to do that?
I would recommend you do. God said to see him early in the morning, right? But don't stress behind it, though. When you wake up, let's say you wake up, what time you normally wake up?
I usually get up about 4:30.
In the morning or evening?
Morning.
Okay, so let's say you're going to wake up at 4:30, right? You wake up at 4:30. Practice waking up at 4:15.
Okay.
And just do it. So you can look around wake up, look around the room, or go wash your face. And then just become aware of the stabbing. Because the moment you open your eyes, the stabbing starts, meaning the thoughts and emotions starts, right? Kind of be aware of that.
One thing I have noticed since I started working on myself is that I wake up multiple times throughout the night now. I used to never do that before.
Nice. Well, when you do wake up, don't make a big deal of that. Don't make sleep that important, and you'll fall back to sleep.
Yeah, I usually just get up and go get like a glass of water or something, go right back to bed.
Absolutely.
Okay, but
yeah, don't make it a big deal at all.
Okay. Now, if I wake up in the morning and I'm driving to work, and I just do it in silence, and I use that time to connect with God, is there anything wrong with that?
No.
Okay.
You want to get to the point where you're connected to the Father 24 hours a day. So, no, there's nothing wrong with that either.
Okay, perfect. All right. Thank you, Jesse.
But I really want to encourage you to when you wake up at 4:30 or whatever, try to wake up at 4:15, at least have 5 or 10 minutes to do it.
Yes, sir. I will set my alarm 15 minutes earlier for the next couple of days and see how it goes.
Yeah, and then as far as your fiancé, if you don't know quite what to do right now, work on you, but watch the evil in her when she's sneaky, when she's been all kind, because she's judging you, knowing that you're trying to work on yourself. You all holy, now you're mad. That's just evil in her. But you watch that, but don't be mad at her. That's in her. It has nothing to do with you, all right?
Okay, thank you so much.
I wish you well, man. Let me know how it goes.
All right, will do. Thank you.
And congratulations on making Boys First.
Thank you very much, Jesse. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Bye.
All right, bye.
Super chat. Super, super.
Nice. Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Eric bought 3 coffees in response to the biblical question.
What would happen if you came out of your movie?
I would watch thoughts and feel nothing. I would gain control of my life through awareness that I'm not in control of anything. I would realize I'm not God, says Eric.
Thank you, Eric. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
On X Live, Devin asks,
ask,
how is anger evil when there are several passages in the Bible that speak to and describe God's anger and wrath in detail?
God's anger is not human anger. It's not emotional. The human anger is of their father, the devil. They have identified with evil. Amazing. And the devil said, no, don't worry about anger. Satan, God, Christ, Jesus was angry, so you can be angry too. You're like, oh, okay, devil. And then it destroys you and everybody else. Thank you.
Daniel, my first child is a boy. Men win forever.
Real men make boys first. Thank you, Daniel. Congratulations.
Handy News, Gifted Shades. Good morning, Jesse. Keep saving the man.
Good morning. Stay with it.
That's on pilled.net.
Nice.
Aaron G., is it evil to desire that the wind and sea obey me?
Yeah. Don't desire anything but the truth. Put that before all things. Returning to the Father, and then everything will be added unto you. Amazing. Thank you.
Severe rated your channel over on pilled.net/Jesse Lee Peterson.
Thank you, Severe. Amazing.
Handy News, Gifted the Shades again. Thank you.
Thank you. Amazing.
And Coffee Talk with Sandra gave a diamond no message. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra. Thank you, Sandra. Amazing.
Mr. Pink bought a coffee. Jesse, I bet your grandma's grits and homemade biscuits were so good it made you want to go to Popeye's and shoot somebody.
It made me want to go to Popeye right now and get some of those homemade biscuits. I don't know if they still do that. I haven't gone to Popeye's in years.
I don't know if I've ever been.
Popeye used to have some of the best fried chicken and biscuits with honey on them. Oh, Lord! Amazing. Thank you.
Elijah with the diamond. The world was better when whites were in charge.
That's for sure. What the? Amazing.
Carlos, I hear you, Jesse. Gratitude matters. But after 4 years of reliability doing a role I didn't sign up for, this is the guy with the job that doesn't match his description.
Uh-huh.
Being ignored when I speak up is a past a mindset issues. I'm asking if it's worth going to corporate because management isn't listening and I'm at my limit. Appreciate your advice.
Oh, that's a good question. I understand. Let's say you went to management first. You're doing the orderly thing. And if the next step is to go to corporate because they promise you a certain position, absolutely. Go to corporate. Do what you want, but I recommend. But have no expectation, though. Have a way to see what happens. All right, if that's the next step. Amazing. Thank you.
Nice. Thank you, Carlos.
And do it because you want to, not because I said it. Just FYI.
Yeah. Elijah with a couple of diamonds. U.S. invaded by 50 million brown immigrants for decades. Now blacks and liberals mad because they hate whites.
Right. They're ticked because they hate whites. And they have real refugees coming in, but they have to be white. And if you were not white, you wouldn't hear anything about it. Amazing. Indeed. Thank you.
Tyrannosaurus Rex. Mexicans used to work hard. Jesse is saying that American Anchor Baby is lazy.
No, the American Anchor Baby is a hard worker. And I don't know if he's Mexican though, right?
He's not. Unless you call all Latinos Mexican.
Amazing. Thank you.
which is valid. Elijah with a few diamonds. The nicest places in Africa were built by whites.
I rest my case.
Indeed.
Yep.
And blacks came up with white superiority when whites went to Africa and they saw superior technology.
Black people literally believe, and they are, white people superior to them. Anytime you blame somebody else for what you think or feel or you can't get on with your life, you think they're superior to you. What's up? Thank you.
Nice. Shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew. Elijah, Coffee Talk with Sandra, Games for Rec, Taking Care of Business, and the rest of the supporters, as always. Very kind.
Thank you all very much.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
That was amazing. We made the Super Chat. Nice.
Nice.
Thank you all for that. Get on the straight and narrow, folks. The Word is inside of you. The Bible is telling you to look within. Everything is done. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. It is within. The hate coming up now, then Joel Friday, and then American Incubator. To the callers out of Australia, Dylan from Australia, Rick from Hampton, Virginia, Brandy, hey Brandy, from Hawaii, and William from California. I'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow is Black Friday and Opaline Friday. But Black Friday, take care. Thanks for your super chats and support. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
Thank you, Jesse Lee Peterson.